Transformation is inevitable, but it doesn't have to take forever. What if you could see the obstacles before they happen, sidestep the common mistakes, and drive change faster than ever? That's exactly what we're here to do. Welcome to Transformation Unfiltered, the podcast where HR professionals share their stories about how they've hit fast forward on their transformation efforts and built legacies as world-class people leaders and change makers. And now, here's the show.
No one really knows until you do it. There's not a manual of our lives. If you're in your career or you're a parent, there's not a book that someone says, oh, here you go. These are all the secrets. If there was, we'd all be in different places of our life. But that's the excitement of it. I think that vulnerability is being capable to fail. If you're not, then how are you going to learn? What's the lesson if you don't fail? There's many times in my career that I can think of, oh, yeah, I probably shouldn't have did that, or I could have did this differently, or in my personal life, absolutely. And also letting my team know it's okay to fail. That's very important as a leader, I think, to resonate of saying, hey, you know what? I need help on this. I did this incorrectly, and being able to come to me and say, can you help me? I think a statement that I've said many times is like learning lesson. You know what I mean? Because it's really, that's what it is. People have reported to me, I'm sure they'll chuckle if they watch this, they'll be like, oh, she does say that. But it's really that. It is learning lesson. And it's the same as me is, okay, that's a learning lesson. We won't do that again. You know what I mean? And that's the trial and error that is our everyday for all of us.
She knows what it means to lead through disruption with grace, with grit, and zero ego. She led through a divorce, a cross-country move, a career pivot. There was reason that she would need to step out and cry, reapply her mascara, and walk right back in and lead the room. And she did that, all while holding space for her team and staying grounded in her values. We're going to talk through what shaped her most in that messy middle and the three moves that helped her rise: owning what she could control, mentoring and leading by example, and creating a culture where mistakes are part of learning, not something to hide. If you've ever had to rebuild your own confidence while still leading others, this one's for you. My guest today is Michelle Liebarger. She's the Senior Vice President at Synergistic, where her team's work in energy savings literally helps to keep the lights on, sometimes to the tune of millions of dollars. For example, one school district saved $8.4 million and kept programs running. Now, that's not why Michelle is here. She's here because she knows what it takes to lead teams. She brings over two decades of experience leading people strategies that drive culture, engagement, and organizational excellence. Synergistic helps organizations cut a powerful combination of patented technology, on-site experts, and four decades of proven processes with no upfront costs or needs for new equipment. It's a mission that Michelle proudly supports, knowing the work directly benefits schools, hospitals, and communities. A passionate and lifelong HR leader, Michelle has dedicated her entire career to building strong teams, guiding talent through change, and mentoring emerging leaders. Her leadership style is rooted in authenticity, accountability, and empathy, qualities that have helped to foster inclusive, high-performing cultures in every single organization she's served in. Michelle recently relocated to Dallas, Texas for the opportunity to join a purpose-driven company and reunite with inspiring leaders she's worked with in the past. True to one of her guiding philosophies, if your goals don't scare you, they're not big enough. She embraces her challenges that stretch her personally and professionally. Outside of work, Michelle is most proud of her two adult sons, Noah and Brett, who are both thriving and, as she says, the best parts of me. Her favorite way to stay grounded and energized is through one of her early morning rituals. Get this, 5 a.m. hot sculpt yoga. Yikes. That discipline defines her commitment to focus, wellness, and personal growth. I'm excited to hear from Michelle, and I'm also glad we're not up at 5 a.m. doing this. Let's welcome Michelle. She has a story to tell. Michelle, shall we just get right into it?
Good morning. I'm excited.
We're excited. And it's not so often that everyone is so excited to share a messy moment, but you, my friend, have a lot of grit and guts. And I'm excited to hear about what you learned from that messy moment. But let's start in the messy moment, shall we?
Absolutely. It was very important to me, I feel like, because I wanted to share my story because I have that feeling, and I know that you feel the same, is that we're not alone. You know what I mean? Even if just one person hears my story that probably went through something similar, or they're going through it now. I really feel like that was my win to give someone comfort in what they're going through. So that's why I did it. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad. It is so important. I think that when we as people can shed light on our whole selves and our messy selves, that lets us know that, hey, I'm actually normal. Everybody else is just as messy as me. And it normalizes it. And it's a real gift because it's not easy to put yourself out there like that. So thank you.
So I've always been in HR. Absolutely love it. It's my passion. Can't imagine doing anything else for sure. But early in my career, unfortunately, I went through a divorce. So at that time, it, as you can imagine, it was a challenge personally. But to get up every day, do the thing that I love, but going through this battle that I was going through personally. And at that moment, it really shook my core of who I was, of my work ethic and being in a career that I loved. And how was I going to keep that and make sure I show up for my team? Because, of course, I was in a management role to the ability that I wanted to every day. So that was the big challenge. So the messy moment of that is that there's days that I took my makeup bag to work. And that being said, that there were some really challenging days through that process of, you know what, I'm going to have to cry it out and then go to the bathroom, put on the face again and go back. And I think that going through that, it gave me so much growth of me as a person. But it now, this many years after it, my younger person in that career, I think, wow, I mean, I got through that because I've had always a strong work ethic and it was very imperative in me to be like, okay, how am I going to do this? And I got through it. On the other side,
I'm going to challenge you a little bit to, if you feel so inclined and generous, would you let me dig into a little bit about what it was like during that time? What would I have noticed if I was on your team? What would I have noticed if I was just a fly on the wall? How kind of managed through that time?
I think that I've always had the mentality that, and wrong or right, I didn't want to be the victim of any situation. I think that we all have to take our moments of pausing and saying, hey, I can feel a little bit sorry for myself. Absolutely. I did that many times in my life, but picking yourself back up and saying, okay, I got this. And I think that was really important to me to know that I didn't want anyone to just have that feeling for me on my everyday, because I felt like I would have to sit in that every day of someone saying, I'm so sorry this is happening to you. What can I do? All that. And I just had to push through. And I didn't need that extra, or I actually didn't want it, because I think it would have been harder for me to deal with what I was going through personally, but then as well dealing with, oh, woe is me things that I didn't need. I just need to get to the other side. And I knew that in my mind. How am I going to get through this? But I don't need to have all the extra. I just got to get through it.
One of the things that really stood out to me as you were just dipping our toe in what it was like for you during that time is you said, I had to take my makeup bag to work. And we have some guys who listen on this show. They probably don't have a makeup bag, but let's unpack a little bit about how that became part of your routine. What was happening so that became part of your toolkit to get through the day?
It's been the biggest challenge to get through, of knowing that, because I wouldn't really define myself as an emotional person necessarily, but I knew that I didn't have any control over it at that time. I just would be like, okay, I'm crying again. And I was like, what is going on here? So I knew at that little bit of time that I had to do the tools of how I was going to get through it. And that in my mind, I knew that I didn't want anyone to think, oh my gosh, why are you crying? Why? I mean, because it's that look that we all know, hey, you're crying. Or so I thought, okay, this is my tactic that I'm going to do right now. I'm going to take the makeup bag to work and know that, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom and I'm going to push off.
We all have to put on faces sometimes. And at the same time, that was a time when it was probably really tender and you are a whole human person. And in that, in doing that, I'd love to hear your thoughts on what does it mean to have to put on a face at work? And this happens to all of us. It might not be in a makeup bag, but we all have to put on certain faces. When is that helpful and when is it not?
So twofold, as a leader, I think it's super important that you're the face of, I can count on this person, got it. So I needed to give that confidence to my team. I didn't want to let that fail ever. And you're battling your personal hardships. But that's the part of it. We know that we all have days, and especially what I do for a living in HR, I'm the positivity and the happy. So it was twofold that, okay, I not only have to be present and be the leader to my team, but also be the person that I'm known for and that I love and is my normal day. I've always woke up and I'm blessed to have a career where I'm like, I get to go to work because I picked a profession that makes me really just fired up, which is wonderful. But yeah, absolutely. That's the two folds of it, that sometimes we have to put a face on and push on as our and the leader.
What you said was really impactful. You knew inside that people need to be able to depend on you. And so you were putting on that face so that your team could keep calm and carry on. So the other thing that I read as a positive, and correct me if I'm wrong, is it putting that face on did help you in a hard time to connect with part of the person that you always are, but might have been struggling at the time. So it helped you to be in those shoes of the calm, confident, happy
person. Yeah, because leadership, as we both know, is courage. Leadership is courage to show up when you don't want to lead as a way that your team can look at as an example of respect. And there are days that everyone's going to have that, okay, this day sucks. It's courage. Absolutely.
That is so real. Sometimes we talk about these things and we just are like sugarcoating it. But you said there are days as a leader, you're not going to want to show up to work. And then you have a whole team depending on you. So you have to figure that out. What are some of the ways, in addition to your makeup bag, that during that time when you had, maybe it was a big test, I don't know, any other things that you deployed to support you through those darker days?
Yeah, very good question. I think I knew that every day, okay, I had to show up, but how was that going to happen? Did it mean that I needed to take an extra couple minutes in the car before I went in and take the breath of saying the self, I got this? And I think that always helped me. That you're self-reliant, that you have in yourself, and that little voice of saying, you know what, I can push through, I can do this. And I've been blessed to have that feeling always internally, but also knowing that I had to show up for people that depended on me. I know that leading by example, what that really means. I don't want someone to say, oh, I report to Michelle because I have to. You know what I mean? I think I want someone to know these are the things that she gives me. She mentors me. She leads by example. I'm the person that's going to work as hard as they are, if not harder. So I want that feeling. And if I ever let that go, I think that was my fail. And also, I really, when I look back and reflect, at that time, there was parts of my life I couldn't control at all. I can control that. And that was the inevitable of how do I get through this? But my career was the part that I had the control, because I could say, oh, okay, I know this is the leader I want to be. I need to continue that. So I think it gave me grace through that, of knowing that was the part that I could probably control in that mess of my life.
Yeah. What a beautiful thing to think about. I love that you're saying, okay, everything else around me might be chaotic, and I'm going to lean into the space where I have a say, and I'm choosing how to show up here. That's really powerful. And you chose to show up in line with your, I think, your values. That hasn't been something you said. I'm reading into it. So correct me if I'm wrong. Absolutely. But every time you say, I had to show up for my team, I'm picking up, there's a value hidden in there somewhere.
For me, leadership gives me such a reward feeling that I can, my biggest successes of any of my careers, I can think of someone that I can mentor to be a better person, to be more in their career, any ideas, coaching, those are the wins. Those are the moments that I sit back and think, hey, if someone wants to remember me one day, that's what I want. You know what I mean? She was a great leader and she mentored me to be this or showed me by example. So yeah, that's the win. Absolutely.
Yeah. So the win and the tie to the value is you really value helping develop others.
Yeah.
You had some real gems. When I asked you how you got through that, there was just a bunch of really good advice. One is you said, I would sit in my car to give myself some extra time.
Absolutely.
What did that give you? When you had the power of that pause, how did it pull you through?
More than anything, it gave me that feeling of starting my day. Because normally, my normal day is, no, I don't sit in my car and say, I got to prepare myself. But I knew that the challenge that I was going through personally was continuous. It wasn't something that, oh, it's 9 to 5. It was in my life continuous. So that being said, I knew if I sat there for a minute, I could sit there and give that self-coaching, you know what I mean, of myself, of saying, okay, I got this. This is the leader I need to show up today. And if that meant some days I needed to pay Rage Against the Machine to get ready to go, whatever that may be, to fire me up in the way that I just got to be like, okay, I'm doing this. This is the control part. This is who I want to be as a leader. And that gave me that minute of, okay, I got this.
And you had the time, and then you made the time for yourself. And in that, you're also doing something else, which is setting your intention and talking yourself through it. What were some of the scripts that might have been in your mind? I'm sure you had multiple ones.
I think that those moments are, personally, I knew, okay, what am I going to do here? How am I going to push on? My whole life was changing. What does that mean for me? All those constant thoughts that I had no idea at the time, by any means, what that meant for me. Obviously, I got through it. And it was one of those moments in my life that gave me strength beyond belief. But that was one of the thoughts of, okay. And the next was the thing that in my core always is, I got this. I know I got this and I'm going to push through. So those are those two kind of moments that I said most days until I finally got to the other side.
Are you enjoying the conversation? There are more game-changing insights still ahead. If you're passionate about driving transformation and want to stay ahead of the curve, join our Accelerated Transformation community. Send us a quick message on LinkedIn or via email and we'll send you an invite. Now, let's get back to the show.
You also used breathing. So tell me what that looks like. And when did you find yourself giving you the space to breathe or not just sitting there holding your breath and gritting your teeth?
Breathing in a way of just that calmness that we need to take you down to a space of saying, okay, I'm good. I'm calm again. And I think that's a really good moment for me always of success of just saying, okay, I need to give myself a minute to breathe. Because I think when you're in the chaos of your every day and you don't think, okay, if I just do this for 5 seconds, what is that going to bring me? And it's always helped me.
That's amazing. So those were the things that helped you to lean into having some control in your workplace. And another thing you said earlier was you just have no say in some of the things that are going on around you. So you chose to have a say in this one space. When there's chaos, you chose to have a say in this one space. And tell me more about the lessons in hindsight. Hindsight's 2020. What are the big lessons you took away from seeing yourself during that time?
I think one of the biggest lessons was my strength. I think that I was super proud of myself that I don't think that many people would have been the same as me, maybe. The piece of the story that is at the end is my team didn't know I was going through it. So I didn't share that moment to anyone that reported to me in my little office until I was on the other side. And I did that for a lot of reasons. I did it because like I talked about in the beginning, I didn't want anyone to give me the victim feel.
As you were walking through this world, your team was in the dark about your larger chaos in the world. And something about that was super important. I imagine that there were things that were positive about it and things that maybe it was a burden to carry a little bit. Tell me more about why was it so important to you to show up in a way that wasn't showing all the ugly behind the curtain?
Absolutely. I think when I was in it, it was something, a very private moment. And there was times at our workplace that, of course, I mean, I had built a team where I felt very comfortable with them. And we were one of those teams that you come to each other if you need to lean on. But I felt like that my situation was a very private moment. And I wanted to battle through the bulk of it on my own. It was my burden. But I knew I needed that more for myself, my inner self and my work ethic of who I was, that's something that I needed. So the entire time as I'm going into the bathroom and the makeup and pushing on in my day-to-day, no one knew. And when I went to the end of it, when I knew, so as we discussed, that I lived in a small town, so I knew that in this small town that it was going to be in the paper. So I thought, okay, there's that as well. So my personal part of keeping this private, I knew was out the door. As soon as I knew that would be pretty win and how it's going to happen. So before I knew that was going to hit the paper, I decided to tell my team, sit them all down in more of a way that I wanted to the approach of, I want to share this with you, what I have been going through. Now, that being said, I know that this week it's going to be in a paper as well. Living in a small town, that's part of it, of course. But I think that feeling that, and I loved it, and I knew that's what it would be, that they said to me, why didn't you share this with me? We could have helped you. And I knew that's who they were. So I wasn't shocked of those awesome comments, but I told them the why, that I had to get past this. And for me, it was showing up as their leader, as we all know in our everyday, your personal life, you got to put it at the door when you walk in. easier said than done some days, of course, but as a leader, as a person that every day, it's vital.
I think this is a really interesting piece. There's two pathways I want to go down. One is I'd love to for you to help me sit at the table when you were telling your team. So let's start there and then we'll go to the next piece. So what was it like? Imagine I was a team member and you're telling the team. How did your team members respond?
The response, I think, was shock, because obviously it's a huge thing that anyone goes through in their life, and that unfortunately happens to you. So I think shock, definitely. And maybe a little bit of the letdown feeling that they wanted me to confide in them, because I think that it is important that when you're a strong team, that others are part of the support system. So I think that was probably two of the emotions they felt. Absolutely. And then when I told them the why of I wanted to lead by example, of the thought of, hey, this is who I am as a leader and show up every day in the best way that I can to be the person that work ethic wise and a career that I absolutely love. And I think they got that because they knew who I was, that I was the person that was staying as late as they were. And I'm anything we need to do, I'm willing to do it as well. And that's a key part of a good leader. Not saying, oh, you're doing this, you doing that, being the person that will do all the things as well.
Thank you. And I imagine they were shocked. And you are a person who is building a team, wanting to have a team that's cohesive and strong. And then they're like, wait, why didn't you tell us? And when you told them, how did the energy change in the room? Not told them the news, but told them the why.
I think after knowing me, that after I broke it down of, hey, this is what I needed to get to the other side of this, I think they got that. And it made sense to them. And then after that, they were there to be part of the unfortunate part of the paper and all that stuff. But it wasn't a focus of our every day. Nobody said anything. Mine was to do the best part of my career, give people jobs that they can support their family with and better themselves. And that's what we were there to do every single day. Yeah.
One of the things that I think is an interesting idea today is the idea that you have to be authentic at work. And that's cool. And I think a lot of people are confused about what that looks like. When I think that you were authentic to yourself in those moments, tell me what you think true authenticity looks like for you at work.
Yeah, I think I want the feeling, of course, that everyone has that comfortable feel. But I think that my role that I signed up for that I love is leadership. And being the leader is a different standard that I've put myself to. Knowing that I'm the face of the positivity. I'm the face of I can go to you. I'm not the face of I'm crying in the corner. You know what I mean? That's not a skill of a good leader to me. It has to be confident. And that was what I needed to breed as I was there. And in my personal life, I didn't have those feelings, of course, until I got to the other side. But it was vital for me to show up every day as a leader that who I was.
That's the thing, who I was and who you are. So when I think of authenticity, it's not about showing everything. It's not about being naked to the world. It's not about talking about all of your problems. It's about living in line with who you are. And there's a distinction there in terms of sometimes we think of authenticity as just it's all out on the open, oversharing. And you have drawn a clear distinction about how to be a strong and vulnerable leader that lives into who you are. And it doesn't mean sharing every little last thing.
Because as we both know, you know, when in your career, it's not your personal life. So you're there to put on the face of, hey, I'm representing this. So me showing that, it was leading by example. And that's vital that in any leadership, I believe, you know, that, hey, this is what she's doing. This is going to, not that you want to model yourself to be everyone on your team be you, because, but also know, hey, it's an example that you put in your toolkit of success. That's it.
And it sounds like your team, once you told them the why and they were like, oh, I know Michelle. I know what she stands for.
Sure.
And that was consistent with what I would expect.
Yeah, I think they got that. That made sense to them. I don't think they were like, oh, wow. I think they were like, yeah, that makes sense. That's her. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. And that is like everything matches up. So you weren't living someone differently than you really were, I think, in that case. Yeah. I think it's a beautiful way to make that distinction. And that was a big lesson along the way. Tell me more about what you learned in hindsight.
We talked about my strength. That was the main thing I think I got through. I think it's the also of that the hardships that we can't control is going to happen to all of us in our everyday career. And what's that process for you to know that you're going to get past it? You know what I mean? You're not going to crumble, but it's different for each person. I had my little things that helped me to get past it. We all know ourselves. And what is that? And I think it's taking that moment of, okay, what does this mean? What do I got to do?
I love that because a lesson is that you are strong. But the double click on that is, I had habits and things that helped me to be strong. We're challenging our audience to figure out what
we need that
for you.
Yeah. Let's see, what is your success of knowing, hey, I got to get through this? What is those checkmark things that you need?
How can you find those? How did you find them?
I think it's a process of trial and error. Currently, I go to yoga 5 days a week. It starts my day in the way of just that minute of, okay, especially for yoga. Like, it's a tool of, I am calming myself. I'm taking the deep breaths. I'm giving myself that minute. So I think after many years of being in my entire career, been in management and leadership, and it's just been trial and error of saying, okay, this really helps me. And currently it's going to yoga 5 days a week at 5 a.m. And it's different for every people.
I love trial and error because oftentimes we think we have to have it all figured out. And if the first thing doesn't work, then we think something's wrong with us. What are some of the things that you learned from trying something and not loving it and moving to the next thing?
Oh, yeah. I think that's it. No one really knows until you do it. There's not a manual of our lives. If you're in your career or you're a parent, there's not a book that someone says, oh, here you go. These are all the secrets. If there was, we'd all be in different places of our life. But that's the excitement of it. I think that vulnerability is being capable to fail. If you're not, then how are you going to learn? What's the lesson if you don't fail? There's many times in my career that I can think of, oh, yeah, I probably shouldn't have did that, or I could have did this differently, or in my personal life. Absolutely. And also letting my team know it's okay to fail. That's very important as a leader, I think, to resonate of saying, hey, you know what? I need help on this. I did this incorrectly, and being able to come to me and say, can you help me? I think a statement that I've said many times is like learning lesson. You know what I mean? Because it's really, that's what it is. People have reported to me, I'm sure they'll chuckle if they watch this. They'll be like, oh, she does say that. But it's really that. It is learning lesson. And it's the same as me is, okay, that's a learning lesson. We won't do that again. You know what I mean? And that's the trial and error that is our everyday for all of us.
Are there certain things that you think are a good trial and error or a bad trial and error? Or is it all on the table?
No, I think it's individual, whatever that may look for each person. Is it that you set an extra 20 minutes and have an extra cup of coffee and read, whatever that may be? I think, but it's that calming, especially when you're in a career that has chaos and multitasking, and those things are wonderful, but it takes a lot as a person to say, okay, I got to show up and this is how I have to show up. So whatever that may mean to you to give that calming and that self-reflection of how am I going to get through this? How am I get my a normal day, even if you're not going through a personal struggle?
I'm going to recap a couple of things that I'm picking up. One, the lessons here is control what you can and let the rest unfold. You Absolutely. Chose a very distinctive place to control and live in line with who you are. So that feels natural and good.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Now, at the time, there's no way I would have the self-reflection yet. You know what I mean? When you're in it, you don't have that. But this many years later, I have that self-reflection. I was like, okay, this is how I got through it. And you can too. And I think that was where it was really important for me to share this vulnerable story as it was, because I want everyone to have that moment of saying, hey, you know what? She's vulnerable and this is the same thing I'm going through or something similar. And it's so important, you know, that it's not all of our lives are not always happy, unfortunately. We wish it was, of course, but it's not. It's the blessings of knowing, okay, this was not so great, but this is where I am now. Those are those moments that you sit back and have the appreciation of whatever that may be. And I have the appreciation of that situation of saying, you know what? I had the strength to push through. And that's my win internally.
It sounds like you took some good time to reflect. And the thing that got you through was having some trial and error, kind of healthy habits along the way that kept you grounded in your intention of showing up in a certain way. In the moment, you might not have known it, but today, because you've taken some time to look back and really think, you've extrapolated some great lessons and tools for you to take you through the next challenge.
Yeah, in my forever. And not that that was a bad situation, But I've used that throughout my whole career and my whole life this many years later. That's very important to have that. What is my part internally that makes me successful to be the person showing up every day and who I want to be?
In a way, this really tough time in your life helped to catapult you forward in a lot of other ways. Can you talk a little bit about that?
When that happened, I was very young in my career. Starting, what does management mean? What does being a leader mean? That, unfortunately, took me through the rest of my career and what I used from that, of the tactics of how I'm showing up, what am I going to do to get there? What do I have to do to myself to say, hey, I got this? And being present of what I want to do every day. Those things that came out, something very unfortunate, pushed me through my entire career.
So anytime a hard thing came apart up from there forward, you were deploying some of those things. As you think about your career since then, can you paint a picture of a little bit of the journey that you've been on, that some of these tactics and learnings really?
Yeah. So I've always been in fast-paced environments. Right before I came here at Synergistic, I worked in manufacturing HR. Amazing, rewarding field. But at the same time, definitely has a lot of stress. When they say the business is 24/7, they really mean that. And it was so rewarding to see people working hard and doing all the things, but there's a lot that goes into that. It really is, into those fields. So that multitasking, all the things that I needed, was taking me, and I've been so honored to be able to mentor so many people over my career and give people jobs that give their families what they need and they feel good. So those are the wins that has taken me all these years.
And it sounds like you're working in increasingly chaotic environments. Mm-hmm. And the experience that you had, you knew how to be calm in amid chaos.
Yeah.
So now you're drawn to all these high pressure environments, yeah, able to thrive there. So you've really flexed that muscle. As you think about, let's say you're giving advice to somebody about 15 years your junior, what advice would you give them?
Yeah, I think the first off would be keeping the positivity, never losing that, because I think it's so important with showing that to your team, showing it to yourself. As we all know, if you start your day positive, it's a completely different life. And that's a self-mind, okay, I got this, is me doing that. Positivity, 100%. Leading with grace, leading that you don't know everyone's story. You don't know what the people are going through in your team or in your work environments until they share that with you. So making sure that you're not assuming, hey, this is the situation, but talking it out and say, what can I do for you? I think that's the part that is one of my most favorite things of HR, of the caring, the empathy, the help of what I can do. That's one of those minutes that every day I go home and I think, wow, that's great. I got to do that today.
Be positive. Always look towards the possibility instead of the negative. Yeah, then I love that you're being very gracious, acknowledging that every single person has their own battles and none of us know. We're just walking around at work. And so we want to cut ourselves and them a little bit of slack.
And ask the why. Take that moment of just don't assume, hey, what happened today? Why are you performing this or that? What's going on? I could have had that same situation personally. I pushed through, but I was going through something that I didn't share. You know what I mean? So that's the everyday that we don't know what everyone's going through, which is so important.
It sounds like that time in your life really helped you to empathize. Even if you don't know what's going on with the person, you give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. Ask for questions, for sure.
Ask the questions and challenge the story that's in your head, maybe. Michelle, it's been a pleasure to unpack your story. Thank you so much for sharing such a tender moment and how you lived through it and how it's powered you forward. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I was excited to be part of it.
I know there's a lot of really meaty lessons and a lot of people will want to get to know you better. Can you share how people can get in touch with you?
They can in my email. So if you want to post it, my email on there. And yes, I would love to help anyone of coaching or anything I can do to help make you successful. Definitely.
Awesome. Can we also find you on LinkedIn by chance?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So we will be putting this all in the show notes so you all can get in touch with Michelle Liebarger. She is an amazing HR leader with a lot of experience and a very giving heart. She loves to bring people's dreams to life. Michelle, thank you so much. You know, what really stood out to me in our conversation today were a couple of different things. One, the power of positivity. Living into who you are, even in the moments when everything else seems to be pretty chaotic, you can carve out the space where you can make your choice about how you show up. In this case, that was your workplace. And then you had a nice little toolkit of things that you did to help you to make it through. You had breathing, you had positive talk, you had time and space to give yourself a little bit of grace and get ready to go in there and show up in line with your identity and who you are. Those are incredible lessons, and I'm really grateful that you shared them with us today.
You're welcome.
So if you all liked hearing from Michelle and you'd love to hear more about what it's like to do personal and professional transformations and the secrets from people who have been there, done that, please tune in to Transformation Unfiltered next time on your favorite podcast platform.
Thank you for hanging out with us and listening to Transformation Unfiltered. If you found today's conversation valuable, leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast player. It helps us reach more changemakers just like you. Do you know someone who would be great as a guest on our show? Send us a message on LinkedIn or drop us an email. We'd love to hear your recommendation and appreciate the connection. See you next week for another episode featuring an HR leader just like you, who's hitting fast forward on change, impact, and transformation.